Continuing with our series on awesome women, today we will look at Sayyida Hajra, an awesome personality. Sayyida Hajra was gifted by Sarah to Prophet Ibrahim alayhislam to wed as his second wife. Soon they had a son, and the son was Ismail. This made Sarah very sad. Because she could not give Prophet Ibrahim a child, she couldn't bear this. And as instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam takes his son, Ismail, and the mom, Sayyida Hajra, and takes them to the valley of Bakka, which today is known as Makkah. When they get there and he settles them down, and he says goodbye to them, they start crying. Prophet Ibrahim says, "Why are you crying? I have made you settle in the most beloved place on the earth. It is the sanctuary of Allah." And Hajra says, "O Ibrahim, to whom are you entrusting us?" And he says, "I entrust you to the Rabb of this house." But he feels really bad and he holds on to the house of Allah and he does a dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this dua in Surah Ibrahim, ayah 37. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyatin biwadin ghayra dhi dhar'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana li yukimu salata faj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minan thamarati la'allahum yashkurun. O my Rabb, I have settled a part of my offspring in a valley which is unproductive of fruit near your sacred house, our Rabb, so that they may keep up prayer, therefore make the hearts of people inclined towards them and provide them with fruits, haply that they may be grateful. Leaving them with provisions, he goes away. As the provisions deplete and they don't have much left, when there is no water, Hajra decides to look for it. Placing Prophet Ismail in a place where she could see him, she goes to the highest hill she could find, which is Safa. She climbs on there. Seeing across, she sees a mirage. Thinking it's water, she runs towards it. And that's Marwa. She continues to do this 7 times. Every time she can't see her son, she runs. On the 7th run as such, as she looks at her son, she sees a stream, a fountain near his legs, and she shouts out, "Zam, zam, stop, stop, you will drown my child." The fountain becomes a gentle spring. And it is this spring, which is known as the spring of Zamzam, that enables communities to draw towards Mecca, and a thriving town becomes. It is her trust in God that makes every single Muslim who goes for Hajj follow in the footsteps of Hajra when they do Sa'i, when they strive. There is one woman, only one woman, who is buried in the house of God, so near it. And the name of that place where she's buried is known as Hijra Ismail, the skirt of Ismail. She is buried there. And all those who do tawaf of the Kaaba must go round this hijr, must go round this skirt. A black woman slave. Someone in that time, in every era, that is looked down upon. She reaches a position which tells us, indeed, in the akramakum, in the lahi akkakum. The most honored in the eyes of Allah is the one who is God-conscious. Her name literally means one who migrates, and surely is an example of one who migrated to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach her full potential, showing that there is nothing, nothing that can stop one who is God-conscious. It is Hajra who raised Ismail to be the one who would become the sacrifice that Ibrahim would give. It is her upbringing of her son that made him such an awesome son, from whose progeny we have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.